informative and enlightening based on the Word of God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came to the earth to destroy the traditions of men based on law. You may listen to the Prayer Power Live Talk Show on the web at www.kaytfm.com. You are our guest, so phone in now. Phone in your comments. Call the studios at 484-2500. Outside of the area, 1-877-464-2500. Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Mississippi. You can call now. And now, from the studios of KAYT 88.1, the Reverend Carmouche. So phone lines are open now.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Rene Carmouche coming to you live with Prayer Power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's another wonderful day getting in the presence of God. And with all of you who are listening out there, I know you're listening, and I know you're going to be blessed today just by hearing the Word of God. And I can assure you that you will receive something today, because it's the Word. And when the Word comes forward, it does good things. It blesses you. Glory to God. I want you to know that I appreciate all you listeners out there. Today, I hope that you call in. Don't be afraid to call in. The number, you might want to write it down, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. That's 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500. When you get a chance, anytime during the program, you can interrupt it. It doesn't matter. If you need prayer, especially prayer, you know, that's something that I won't withhold to receive the prayer, and we'll pray for you, and God will move on your behalf. That's for sure. So remember this one thing. Call the number. Or if you have a comment, you are all about the topic. The topic for today right now is receiving blessings with conditions. It's the only way. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm calling for...
Go ahead.
I'm calling for prayer.
Okay, What's the prayer about? You know, what should we pray for? I need to know what we're praying.
Okay, I use smokeless tobacco. It's called dip.
Okay.
And I dip like 3 cans a day.
Oh, okay.
And a doctor told me, the ear, nose, and throat doctor told me I had to stop before I catch cancer.
Oh.
And I'm still dipping. Ooh. I've been dipping since I was 8 years old.
Okay.
Now I'm 51 years old.
All right. Well, that's okay. You know, I mean, I say that's okay, but God can change that, clean you up. He can give you the self-control. And you see that's the devil's bondage. And we have to understand that. He wants to put you in bondage. That's a spirit that keeps you there. And you can't let go. But, you know, we can pray. I got Brother Wade here, and myself, and you, and people out there. You know, we're going to pray. What's your first name?
Roy.
Roy. Okay, Roy. We're going to pray for Roy, people out there, and we're going to believe God to set him free. I already know.
Woo.
We know that God is going to do it already.
And yes, he will.
He hears our prayers, and I can assure you, you will be set free. Because of the Word, hallelujah, glory to God.
And yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You will be set free. And that's what you want, and believe it, it shall come to pass.
I believe it.
We're going to pray, Roy. I mean, do you believe in prayer, Roy?
Yes.
And do you believe that God's Word?
Yes.
Okay, and if that's all you got, if you're sincere about that, it's got to be done. God can't lie. He's going to move upon you right now. So we're going to come together, Brother Wade. Are you people out there? We're going to pray.
Amen.
That's what we need. We need people to pray together God can move for Brother Roy. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for Brother Roy. You love him.
Thank you, Lord.
And therefore, God, you want him in good health. And we speak to that devil that has his clutches on him and bondage on him. He must be set free because of the Word of God. We bind him with the blood. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We bind him with the blood of Jesus. We bind that that bondage that he's under, that addiction of dipping, Lord, and he's set free right now by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
yes.
We know it's done. Jesus, your name is above it all. There's no other name.
Yes.
The Bible said it is above bondages, slavery, whatever you want to call it, and the devil's got to let you go.
The devil is alive.
He is a liar. He can't keep you in that bondage.
No.
Jesus just came and touched you right now.
Yes.
And you're set free from dipping, and it'll never happen again. Because when God does something, God will come through. And you set free, brother. Praise God.
Yes.
And I want you to confess it right now. You need to say, God set me free.
God set me free.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Set me free, God.
When you get that feeling, brother, when you get that urge, all you got to say, oh, no, devil, you're a liar. God, Jesus, set me free. Bam, it's gone.
That's right.
So it's going to be good, brother. Thank
Father,
God,
thank
man.
You.
Thank God for Jesus. Hey,
thank
I know
God.
Jesus has set me free for so many things. And, man, because of him, you don't have to worry about going to no programs to set you free, brother. Because I guarantee you, when God does it, it's gone. Never come back.
That's
that
right.
Devil got to go.
The devil got to go.
He's got to go, Brother Roy. You're gonna be set free, and you're going to live a long, good life because of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen and amen.
And you know what? I had a can of Grizzly.
Uh-huh.
And I had, like, 3 chips in it. And I said, now get home. I said, I'm going to dip it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, but I know God is with me.
Well, no, it won't be. It will be hard only because you said it would be hard.
Yeah, that's right. Don't
you just confessed that it was going to be hard, Roy. You got to watch what comes out of your mouth.
Yeah. You got
to say,
man, I got Jesus. That's what I just told you. When you get the urge, no, devil, you a liar. Jesus said.
Devil, you a liar.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
You got to remember this, Roy. You're a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away.
It's gone.
And all things are new. As of right now, you have a brand new life and a whole new nature.
Amen.
Therefore, that old nature, that old Roy that wanted to dip, he's gone.
Amen.
And thank God.
And the only way the enemy can come back into your life is if you
let him.
You let him.
That's correct.
All right.
Amen. So... go back home. Don't worry about it. God's got it covered for you, man. It's done.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And even if you do try it, it ain't going to even taste the same anymore.
Yeah, I hope not.
That's what I'm saying.
You might speak that right now. God, if he does put it in his mouth,
throw
it up all.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, Roy.
God.
Thank you for calling.
Amen. I had somebody.
All right, thank you, sir.
Praise God. Thank you, Brother Roy. You know, back in the past, and the same thing, you know, someone had, was an alcoholic, and they said he couldn't stop. And I prayed over him and told him, said, hey, in the name of Jesus, Lord, if he does decide to drink, make him sick. And sure enough, man, he told me, brother, when I took that, I went back home, and I couldn't stand it. And when I took the urge to drink, and all of a sudden, he said, it made me sick like a dog.
Yeah, drastic measures.
That was over.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Amen.
And so.
But when you speak the word.
That's it.
Man,
that's exactly
glory,
right.
Glory to God. I mean, that's God's word. That's not ours. We're not the healer, folks, okay? Me and Brother Wade, we don't have that power. Well, we have the power through Jesus, that is.
We have the authority.
We have the authority.
We have the authority to speak the power into your life.
Amen. Amen. So just remember, we're not the God, okay? We're not Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus lives inside of us. So don't get that wrong, okay? Just remember that God lives in you. Greater is he that is in you. That he is in the world, right, Brother Ray?
I agree with that 100%.
Knock the devil out.
The phone lines are open so we can knock the devil out of somebody else.
Hey, come on. Man. I love fighting. I'm talking about, man.
It's a good fight.
It's a good fight, man. Glory to God. And it's going to be a good fight. I'm going to win, and you're going to win.
Amen.
Brother Wade, we're going to win. So call the number. We'll pray with you, man. You got some troubles out there. I know better than that. I know you got problems out there. Just call. Praise God.
From wherever you happen to be listening to us from, if you're in Lake Charles, you're listening to us at 100.1 FM. We're looking for you to call us if you are in the Natchez, Mississippi, St. Joseph, Louisiana area. Yes. You're listening to us. We are inviting you to call. The folks in Shreveport, Greenwood,
call
us.
You got an opportunity. I can assure you, we're soldiers of God. And I guarantee you one thing, I'm going to give my best to knock him out. And I got the blood of Jesus. I ain't worried about that. He's going to go.
We'll put the blood of Jesus on the folks in Monroe, West Monroe, too, as well as in Alexandria. Let's give the numbers again. 318-484-2500. Again, 318-484-2500 for prayer power. With Evangelist Carmouche. Or you can call the toll-free number 1-877-464-2500.
You will be healed. There's no doubt about it. And I say that because I'm backed up with the authority of Jesus Christ. That's why I can say, I guarantee it. I don't care what you're going through. I guarantee it by the blood authority that God has given me and Brother Wade. Amen.
You sound like Joe Namath in the third Super Bowl. I guarantee it.
I guarantee it, buddy.
And the reason you can do that with such authority and with such assurance is, like you said, you are not the healer. No. We're not the performers.
No.
We're simply the conduits.
Amen.
Of God's goodness and his power.
Amen.
And so, you know, without reservation, I can say I can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. But you've got to be able to receive it.
Amen. That's correct. That's exactly right. You got to believe it, the Bible says. Anything you ask him, you got to believe that Jesus will come through. And that's the word of God. So call the number, folks. I know a lot of you out there are sick. A lot of you out there have suicide tendencies. You're in bondage of alcohol, drugs. I know that. It's a fact. You know, I mean, we get statistics all the time, you know, that people are sick, that they need help. There's no hope. That suicide, every second, somebody dying, committing suicide, and ending up in hell somewhere. It's awful, and I don't want you to that to happen to you. So please, I beg you, call, and we're going to pray for you, and God will move in your life, and he'll set you free. Man, you know, Jesus came into the world, and man, that was awesome to be in those days. He came into the world, and at the age of 30 years of age, man, he was healing people by the thousands.
And he's still the same today.
He's
still a healer, and nothing has changed except that he has given us the authority to do what he did. He said, in greater works than these shall you do.
We're going to do it. I guarantee you.
And so if it's depression because of your utility bills and other kind of things, I mean, there's all kind of things in this world that will come against you, those spirits.
Amen. And when they said depression, and I want people to understand that, that's spirits, okay?
Yeah,
fear is a spirit. Depression is a spirit.
Uh-huh.
Discouragement is a spirit. Spirits, loneliness is spirits, and addiction is spirits. These are spirits.
There's another spirit out there that people don't see it as. It's the spirit of competition.
Exactly.
Competition is a spirit because it makes you have to one up somebody else. Amen. You almost have to wish somebody else falls so that you can rise.
Amen. Exactly. And it's almost like I took psychology, and they call it the inferiority complex.
Yeah, inferiority. Yeah. All of these are spirits, and
they're all spirits, no matter what you call them. But we can pray for you, is what we're saying, and we know that God's going to come through. He will heal you. So call the number. But again, God loves you, and he wants you well. That's the whole point. He said, "I come to give you life and more abundant."
318-484-2500. Who will be next? 318-484-2500. I'm looking for the phone to ring right now.
Yeah, we're looking for it. So please call. Hallelujah. Well, we want to pray. I mean, that's part of my ministry, and I'm sure Brother Wade as well. You know, that's in me to want to pray for. I've been doing this for years, but that was my calling, not because, I'm more special than anybody. It's just a calling in me to pray for people and to preach the word and to bring salvation. That's my calling. And I want you to understand that I want to pray for you and to see you happy because God came through for you.
I believe, Reverend Carmouche, that when you pray for the next person that you pray for, that the calling that's on you, you'll release that calling in.